We made it. It's 2021. Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome back to another podcast. Hope you guys had a great New Year's Eve. Now is when the real fun begins, because we can all go online and we can all put our little goal sheets up of what we're going to do and how we're going to do them. And all that's great, because making goals is super important. But now, my friends, now is the time for action. The talking is done. Now we must take action. A lot of people were hoping that when 2021 came around that we'd have everything figured out, but we're still in a pandemic, so we make the best of what we can. It's all we can do. Let's talk about 2020 for me for a second. It was, without a doubt, the hardest year in a long time that I really faced. I mean, I'm trying to even think about a harder year. I mean, maybe when I was younger, you know, the childhood stuff, I'm sure that I could think of a year where I was just emotionally peaked and stressed out. I'm sure I could pull up a year or two back then, and maybe even in my early adult life. But this year of 2020 by far has been the most difficult. I had high hopes going in. I even came on a podcast and I set all kinds of goals of where I wanted to travel and what I wanted to do. And the reality is, I don't know that I lived up to a whole lot of those goals, if any, because in 2020, a lot of people's plans changed. In January, my dog got very sick, and for about 2 to 3 weeks, we didn't know if he was going to live or die. And let me tell you, thankfully, he's still here with us, and he's happy, and he's doing really well. Heather and I, we got to take him to the beach last summer. That was a dream of ours. We wanted to get him to the beach at least one more time in his life, just so that he could experience it again, because he loved so much to run through the sand. He loved running in the water. You name it, when it came to a beach, he loved it. People walking with their dogs, he loved chasing down people and doing all that stuff. So he's still here with us and he's still kicking, and we got to go to the beach and that was fun. I took a bunch of pictures. I just got a camera a couple weeks before that, took a bunch of pictures, and I'm almost embarrassed to say it now, but the tears just flowing down my eyes, seeing his happy self on that beach. They're really some epic photos. If you're watching the video version, Editor Gary, you should just pop up a couple of those photos right here. Yeah, those are amazing. Look at that. I'm no photographer. I'm a wannabe photographer. Those are pretty damn good photos. I don't care who you are. Those are awesome. It's crazy, though, when you think about it, because as the pandemic was rolling in and I was trying to get life figured out, my hours at work got cut in half. It was kind of scary, really. I was just like, I don't know what to do. What's going to happen? Who knows what's going to happen? I don't know what's going to happen. You know, just this constant going back and forth in your mind, wondering, what am I going to do? By the time May rolled around, though, I was talking with my cousin Larry, and we had this great idea to start up a YouTube channel. We were like, hey, we hang out and eat food. Let's make video out of that. So that's how Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures was born. And here in 2021, as of this moment, if I pull up the YouTube studio stats, we're at 163 subscribers. We have had, just in the last month, over 2,700 minutes of watch time. Almost 1,000 views, and we've gone up over 24 subscribers. I mean, I am just blown away at what we've done in just a couple of months. We launched in August, and we're already destroying the projections that I had for it. I mean, if you look at other videos, other channels, you can see growth a lot faster. This just happens with different channels for whatever reason. And by all those accounts, we are a slower growing channel, but we are growing. And it's so great to see. It just blows me away at what we've been able to do since August. We started filming in June. We premiered in August. and we're running hard and we've learned a lot. And that kind of brings me, as we transition, it really kind of brings me to some of my own goals for 2021. I mean, that's what you're here for, right? You wouldn't have clicked on this if you thought I was just going to do a 2020 recap show. But I feel like it's important to kind of set the stage. Like, this is where we were, it's where we're at now. So let's do that. 2021. Let's set them goals, shall we? One of my first goals as it pertains to 2021 is I want to make 100 videos in 2021. Now, I should clarify, this can be for either Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures, or it can also be for my own personal YouTube channel, which is also kind of like, you know, my IGTV as well, at Gary Cantrell on Instagram. And these are the kind of places where I'll be posting videos this year. One of the things that has surprised me so much about my personal YouTube, which I don't really talk about a lot anymore because I haven't put anything up there in months. The last thing I put up there was a tribute video to my wife because she's amazing and she deserves it. But other than that, I have not posted anything really to that page. And so if you were to go over to the Gary Cantrell YouTube, let's just see where it's at right now. It's at 293 subscribers, which is amazing. And by the way, I just realized I have posted a video over there in the last month, and it was the empty movie theater with the Novaks, Happily Ever Novak. Great channel. Go check them out. I'm not kidding. Go do it right now. I'll drop a link for them. I'm almost at 300 subscribers on that channel, and I've done nothing with it. That blows my mind. Like, it was at, I want to say, somewhere in the 240 to 250 range at the beginning of 2020. And for it to be at 293 in the first week of 2021, that just blows my mind. And that's with no effort on that channel, like literally no effort whatsoever. So let's change that. You know, I've been putting some videos up on IGTV in the last 2 or 3 months, which has been fun. I do like to share over there. That's arguably where my biggest audience is over on Instagram. That's where I've spent the most time, although I haven't done a whole lot of social time. That's where I've spent the most of my time. And as a result, that is my biggest audience, is over on Instagram. So if we look at it, posting a video over there, I should just post it to YouTube as well. And I might even post it over on Twitter as well, which is some place that I have been slowly but surely getting back into. I want to say I came on this podcast probably 2 or 3 years ago talking with somebody and talking about how Twitter just felt very dead to me. And boy, was I wrong. When you get in the right communities over there, you can find some cool people to talk to. And so one of the things that I do when I watch YouTube, it's not just like endlessly scrolling like you think on Instagram, like on YouTube, just watching whatever. I actually seek out informative, educational content when it comes to production, you know, making videos, that kind of thing. And so I really wanted to reach out to those people that have, you know, shown me some cool stuff, that have inspired me to create some awesome stuff. And, you know, I've made some friends over there. And so it's really cool to be able to go on Twitter again and have a purpose other than just checking random stuff like, oh, something happened in the news, let me go to Twitter to see what people are saying. So that's very cool. 100 videos in 2021. That number to me really seems like a lot, but I know it's doable. And that's the one thing that I could encourage for any of you out there watching, is trying to find a goal that is kind of out of reach a little bit, but reachable. You know, it's not like you're saying, hey, I want to make like $1 million in 2021. Like, you could probably do it, but if you're starting from nothing, it might be pretty damn impossible. So having that idea of trying to do something that is just out of your reach, but something that is actually attainable, that is the kind of goals that I'm setting. So 100 videos seems way out there, but I know that I can do it. It's a goal that relies on me to take action. And that is another part of making goals. It's doing stuff that is within your control, something that you specifically have 100% control of. So if you can keep that in mind and set those kind of goals, I think you can do some amazing things. this year, in addition to 100 videos, podcasting is something else that we need to put back on the table. Funny thing is that I actually, last year on my podcast, in my 2020 goals podcast, I talked about, well, you know, hey, we're gonna do less of video and more of podcasting. And I went pretty hard on podcasting up until August. And that's where I kind of just fell right off a cliff. I had to get out of it. I just burned myself out big time. It was something where I needed to get away from it and fast. I needed to get the hell away from all this podcasting nonsense as I thought of it. And then I thought in October I was going to start this new podcast about my YouTube journey. And I was just like, I'm just not feeling it. I did like 4 episodes and I tapped out really quickly. Then I came on in December and I did that podcast talking about like how I need to figure out what I want to do and I just need to stick with it. And the outpouring of support that I got for that podcast will mean more than most of you will ever know. One of the comments stuck with me. It was like, why does your podcast have to be one thing specific? I like it when you do all kinds of stuff. That's on me. I thought forever that your podcast had to be centric to one topic. And then I remembered this is the Gary Cantrell podcast. It's about me. It's about my life. But I also liked talking to other people. So in 2021, I haven't 100% nailed down like the upload schedule and all that stuff. So that's still to come, but I wanted to put out just at least one podcast with my goals for this year and tell you kind of an update of where I am on my podcasting. Basically, the update is this. Like I said, I don't know exactly what the upload schedule is. I don't even know necessarily all of the format yet. I haven't quite figured it out. Here's what I do know. I want to get away from the longer podcasts. I want to kind of just get away from that. I think that for the normal podcast, I want it to be somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes. And then, you know, if I do talk to somebody on the podcast, that can be longer. I'm okay with that being longer. I certainly don't expect to do an interview in like 5 minutes. I don't expect that at all. So I think that tentatively speaking, it's going to be like a 5 to 10 minute podcast, a quick hit, something that's on my mind, something that could potentially help you, the listener or viewer, if you're watching this on video, something that has a purpose. And then obviously I want to talk to people. I want to get back into interviewing. So we'll figure out what all that is. And when I know what that is, I will let you know, but I'm excited for what's to come with the podcast format. And I even incorporated video towards the middle of last year, and I was very happy with that. And by the way, the video efforts of the podcast, I think, have dramatically increased. And we're still figuring out this room and what it looks like, but we'll get all that figured out in due time. It's a work in progress. It does not have to be done overnight. And if that's one thing I could beat into everybody's head, please, please, please stop rushing yourself. Stop beating yourself up. Stop telling yourself it has to be done now. And just take your time and figure out what you want to do. Speaking of the shorter videos, that brings me back to Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures. Let's circle back to that for a moment if we could. And I know we're doing kind of a long video here, long podcast here, but this is kind of the setup for the year, so I'm okay with this being a little bit longer. On the subject of Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures, hell, even on the subject of my personal channel, I want to challenge myself as a creator to try to figure out the best way to make the video shorter, but with more impact. So the last video, for example, that Larry and I did for our channel for season 1, which season 2 will be out towards the end of January. The last video we did for season 1 was the Mr. Beast Burger video. And that video was 18:15. That's how long it was. That's a long video. And that's a big ask for people to stay tuned for that long of a video. Now, I'm not saying the video sucked. I thought the video was fine. But I really want to find a way to challenge myself to make these videos shorter, but to have a greater impact. So when we were filming in Las Vegas last week, we were making a concerted effort to try to make these videos shorter. Videos that we could edit down to, say, 5 to 8 minutes. That's the goal. 10 is the max, but like 5 to 8 minutes. And I think that that's like a sweet spot for videos in general. Looking at our watch time, a lot of people tuning out around that 5 to 6 minute mark. So if we can hit them with a 5 to 8 minute video, maybe we can keep people invested longer. So we're going to try that. We are also going to be working on our thumbnail game. I mean, I'm the one that does the thumbnails. I'm trying to learn them as best as I can. We were kind of doing like a picture of the restaurant, and then like I would bring in our faces and make them really large with food in our mouth, making silly faces. I like that, but I can tell that the Mr. Beast one, where we put a kind of like a Mr. Beast blue in the background. We're not going to use blue in every one, by the way. We were just trying to grab the Mr. Beast viewers, but maybe putting a colorized background with some popping text and our faces bigger in the picture, maybe that will help us a little bit more. So we're going to try a little bit of that going forward, and I may even test like a few of the older videos and redo thumbnails and see if that makes them more clickable. But again, those are longer videos. That's a bigger ask for the audience. So the question is, how can I, as a creator, find a way to make shorter videos with a larger impact? So that's the big thing. 2021, it's really all about making videos, and which is quite the opposite of my goal podcast from last year, where it's all about podcasts. But this year the podcast will be back, and so there will be a happy medium of both. Really, video takes the lead, because we have seen that when we put our effort into the YouTube channel, we have been able to make it grow. So we're going to keep making it grow more, but there's no burnout allowed over here. I am not letting burnout back into my life, because it just put me in a dark mental place. Like, for me personally, I'm going to spend about an hour a day working on videos and not a second more. That's like, unless I feel okay and I can go maybe like an hour and a half, but that's about it. I'm going to go to about an hour and then I'm going to stop. And that's going to keep the stress level down much lower, because it's like, hey, I'm working on a video now, but I can revisit it in the next day or two and spend another hour and just slowly chop away. Another thing we've done to help turn down that burnout factor a little bit was we batch record. And this is something for all creators that I encourage you to look into and consider, and that is batch recording. My goodness, don't you dare try to record something and put it out the same day, kind of like I'm doing right here. It's not a good idea. It's a much better idea, if you can, to batch record whatever it is you're doing, whether it be podcasting, whether it be videos. When we were in Las Vegas, we shot 6 videos, actually 7 if you count the one we did on the airplane. We shot 7 videos over a 4-day period. And the good part about that is, those videos aren't going to be out until like February. So that gives me the entire month of January to work on those videos. We also did 2 videos the week before. I've been on vacation now for 2 weeks. I'm going back to work tomorrow. So we recorded 2 videos the week before we went to Vegas, and then another 7 videos when we were in Vegas. So that is a total of 9 weeks worth of videos. That is a little over 2 months, which is pretty phenomenal. And so now, and because they're shorter, I have more time to work on these things and plenty of time to make them really the best videos I can possibly make them. I'm challenging myself as a creator to really make the best video possible in the shortest amount of time possible. So we'll see how that goes. And that's basically it. These are the things that I'm super focused on right now. And I will not stop ever. We hit 500 subs, not stopping. 1,000 subs, not stopping. 10,000, 20,000, 50,000, 100,000, 1 million. Ain't stopping. Not this time. This is the one thing that I've messed up on so much in my life. Stopping. I mean, my podcasting could have been years ahead of where it is now. I just kept going. People just pass me by. Think about all the great video creators out there. I was over here stopping because I didn't believe in myself. Right over me. The problem when it comes to that stuff has always been me. And I've said it year after year. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep going. It's okay to take breaks. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with a good break, but it's not okay to stop completely. So I'm not stopping. I got a lot left in the tank. I'm going to be 39 this year. And while it's easy to let myself get in my head about how old I'm getting, about how time is passing me by, I'm also doing a world of damage to my mental health by thinking that. It's not over. There's a lot more to do. I'm going to do it. This year is going to be amazing. I leave you with this. Dig down deep. Find those things that you want to do. Then you probably think about all the lies you told yourself about how you can't do it, how it's unattainable, how it's never going to happen. Think long and hard about that. Then you just do your best to push that stuff to the side and get to it. Look, we can all go on Instagram and post graphics about how this year is going to be amazing and how we're going to do all these great things, but it don't mean shit unless you take action. Don't you dare commit those words to paper, to a graphic, if you don't mean them. Things are going to happen this year. Things might slow you down, but no matter what, don't lose focus of where you're trying to be and how you're going to get there. Don't lose focus of it. Just keep trying, keep pushing, keep fighting. Because all of us got a little bit of fighter in us. We just got to keep on fighting. I think I once had a t-shirt for that. Still do, I think. Fight like hell for the life you want. Don't lose sight of that, folks. You got this. Let's make 2021 the best year yet. Let's go.